Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this December 20th, 2022, 10:32 on the clock. And I have your host, James J. here. We are joined right now by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. We have Terry Johns with us. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
We have to act professional in this show. We have to act,
you know, right? There's no goofing around like morning.
But how are you doing?
How's it going? I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Appreciate the time, as always. Terry, there is a thousand things we could do with the United Way and talking about the United Way. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, we kind of have a lot going on right now. So maybe in chronological order of what falls on the comes up on the calendar makes
sense.
You know, I guess looking at year end stuff here, we, you know, with these last 2 weeks, we're really looking at, you know, trying to wrap up our campaign and get to our campaign goal. And as of this morning, we are still trying to raise about $69,934.
Okay.
I didn't figure out the cents. And that's, you know, kind of right in line where we are most years at this time. We still have some of our regular donors who are, you know, maybe still figuring out their year-end giving. Or perhaps, you know, we have some companies that haven't reported to us yet, because if they are a very, very large company, it will go to their home United Way first before we get the information. So, like, when you think of, like, you know, BMO Harris Bank and, you know, some of those, some really large organizations, sometimes it takes a while for the information to trickle to us. So, though, we are still, like I said, trying to get to that number so that we can keep all of the funding allocations to local partner programs in place. So if you have been a donor in the past and you just haven't given yet this year, I would encourage you to do so. And if you've not been a donor, I would really, you know, really encourage you to give it some consideration and give it some thought and, you know, maybe do a little homework. You can jump on our website and find a wealth of information there. You could call the United Way office and ask a few questions if you have them, and connect with us and really, you know, learn about impact. Because, you know, often we'll have people say, well, I couldn't give enough. You know, when you hear we need $69,000, well, I don't expect that $69,000 is going to come from one place,
sure,
right? It's going to come from many places. So, you know, no gift is too small. And so that's really, you know, that's really what we're focused on right now is, for sure by the end of January, having that all wrapped up and done. And then from there, you know, we kind of just have to pick a date and we just end that campaign and start on the next one, because it is you know, it's a ongoing year round process.
Are you, at this point in doing this, Terry, I don't know the proper way necessarily to word this, but you get to this point in the campaign, you've been doing this job for a while now. Are you ever kind of still surprised by some of the donations that you get? I'm not saying about the amount necessarily, but maybe with the source of where they come from. Or, oh, you know, especially, you know, the last couple of years, we all know what we've been through and what the, not just our county, our area, our zip code has gone through, but this nation has gone through. And yet we still see, like, areas like ours, and we're not the only one, but we're still pretty unique, really coming through and donating and being there for people. And, you know, you do this, you're so much closer to this than I am and many of us out there. Do you still get surprised by some of these things?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's really cool the commitment that this community has to, you know, to its fellow members, ultimately, right? So when you give to United Way, your dollars stay local. They help to fund local programs. And I think that it's a combination of several different things. Those programs do a really good job of promoting themselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people in the community, just this is just a single example. One program that United Way helps to fund is the Boys and Girls Club. So the Boys and Girls Club does a good job of being visual in the community and making sure that they're visible and people know what they do. You know, we also try to promote that because we are one of the major funders of their programming. And so that's just one example. We actually helped to fund 29 programs like that. So I think that there is definitely an awe factor of, you know, the fact that the community rises to the occasion to make sure that people have what they need in the community. Sometimes This is my 15th campaign. Okay. I've kind of gotten over that getting a little nervous at this time, you know, because normally it's like, oh, how are we going to raise that much in the next, 4 weeks or whatever? Right. But people do come through. And so, we also sometimes experience some year-end gifts that are in addition to someone's normal donation. Hmm. Where sometimes I struggle a little bit, I think, is that our number of individual donors has been declining and continues to decline. And so sometimes that can be a little bit frustrating in that, we often have had in the older generations, people would give through their working years, they'd give through their retirement, and they give all the way until they pass away.
Yeah.
And we're not picking up donors as quickly on the other end. And so, figuring out how to resonate with people who are just entering the workforce. And, those are some of the challenges that I think that we definitely face. But in celebration of this campaign, on Wednesday, January 11th, is our campaign thank you celebration. And this is happening at Bullseye Golf Club from 4:30 to 6:30. Yes. And this is anyone who is a donor to the campaign or who was a volunteer for the campaign. So anybody who is part of campaign is welcome to attend. We encourage you to attend. We will be handing out some company awards. We'll be recognizing leadership givers, long-term loyal contributors. So it's just a nice, fun way to recognize people who have contributed financially to the campaign, but then also really important key campaign volunteers like Craig Braun, our campaign chair this year, and our six loaned executives who, call on different businesses for us and lead their own campaigns. So that happens on January 11th, Bullseye Golf Club from 4:30 to 6:30. Again, open to anyone who has contributed to the campaign.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah,
that is going to be a fun night. It usually is. Yeah.
We're also in the process right now of looking at forward to spring of 23, and that includes a couple of sponsorship opportunities. So this is maybe a little bit more driven toward businesses who might be listening, but we do have a couple of opportunities. One is our annual Power of the Purse event, and this is hosted by Women United, but we are always looking for companies to sponsor the purses, and so the event is a purse silent auction, but all of the funds support the efforts of Women United, which their priority is early grade learning and literacy. So all of the funds help to contribute and pay for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program, which is a book gifting program for children from birth up until age 5. So we have Imagination Library, then we have classroom support grants. So we will make Women United makes grants to local classrooms when they apply and have a need around literacy. So there's that. And then we also have Reading Mentor Program. So Power of the Purse supports all of those. And we really encourage local businesses to, jump on board and sponsor a purse. We do a great job of promoting your business, talking about that, leading up to the event. But then, of course, at the event, all businesses are recognized as well. And then the other sponsorship opportunity that we have is our annual calendar raffle. So in the past years, we've done it during our fall campaign, but sometimes that is one more thing on top of all of these other things.
Right,
so our board had some discussion about, when might be a better time or a different time. Maybe it won't be better. We don't know because we're just going to try it. But when is a different time to try? So we will be doing our calendar raffle this year in April. And so we currently have spaces. So we actually have some individuals, but businesses or individuals can actually sponsor a square. So if it's a day, where we have, let's say, a $75 prize, we're asking for businesses or individuals to sponsor those prizes because then, of course, more of the sales of the calendars make it to the campaign. So we're giving away $2,000 over the course of the calendar raffle, and that will be every weekday of April that drawing will take place. And I think that we, we've got a little time to work this out, you and I, but figuring out in the past, we've called that winner in during Over the Back Fence, but thinking that maybe, we could do that during morning show or something like that, so that we can get that, that name out there and encourage people to purchase those tickets. And so we're not selling tickets yet. We're just looking for sponsors for the individual days. So those are kind of some ways that businesses or individuals can get involved, not at in the individual campaign donation side, but on the sponsorship side.
And that'll, you know, that'll kick off in February. So like you said, we got some time here in between then. If you are a business out there that is interested in being a part of this, to reach out to you guys at the United Way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can actually visit our website and you can select your space, right? Like if you know you want to sponsor a $50 square, you can do it right there and you can ask to be billed or pay for it with a credit card. But everything can be done right online, which is uwswac.org. Or you can certainly give us a call at 715-421-0390.
Terry, you guys, to rewind for a second, if you don't mind, you guys recently this year had your $1,000 sweepstakes.
We did.
And I got your newsletter the other day and saw this and those wonderful faces and everybody happy and those names. Do you mind if we celebrate these people?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. So we did our sweepstakes drawing. Well, we did the prize giveaways last week. We did the drawing the week prior, and it takes a little bit of coordination to get those all lined up. But yeah, very exciting, very fun. And of course, those prizes are also sponsored. I just want to make sure that we call that out, that it's not donor dollars that are then being given away as prizes. So yeah, we had a really, really great time. Our sponsors and our campaign chair came out, and we surprised some people with $1,000.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Should I go ahead and mention the people?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, Audrey Brundage.
Yep.
Out of Cary. Jackie Esselman from Mid-State Technical College. John and Diana Hillstead from Community Members. Maureen Hodgson, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, and Aaron Van Ert from Gunderson Mountain View Hospitals and Clinics.
So yeah, very exciting, and there was a lot of surprise. Like it was, John and Diana Hillstead are retirees, so it, rather than just, you know, showing up and banging on their door, I did call and tell them, and it was super sweet because she was like screaming in the phone. But then what was awesome is she said, oh, you know what? I'm going to have to talk to John because we're going to figure out what organizations could use that money. So they actually donated theirs.
Wow.
You know, which sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't, but that was very nice. And the others, they were, all of them were very surprised. So that was, it was really fun.
Getting to see this done in person once, I'll never forget that moment. And I can't imagine how great that feels for those people. And a big shout out to the Hillsteads for doing that. That is very, very
it was
cool
very
of
cool.
them to do.
It was very neat. When I went down to Gunderson in Adams Friendship to award that prize, she was awesome. She was so excited about the $1,000 Aaron was. But then she's like, because we always bring balloons, you know, helium balloons. Yeah. And she's like, and thank you for bringing two balloons because I have two little boys. And if I would have went home with one, you know, I mean, these are the important parenting things, right?
Exactly.
It was so cute. She's like, thank you for bringing two.
Definitely want to say a big thank you to the sponsors, Spires Health, Gunderson Mound View Hospital and Clinics, Next Home Partners, Prevail Bank, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. Certainly want to also send a special shout out to West Rock for providing the big sweepstake checks that each winner got to keep.
Yeah, so that it's very fun.
Real quick, side note question, Terry. If you had one of those big checks, do you know what you would do with it? I've never thought about what I would do with something
but
like
you know,
that.
It's really funny. The first year we used a wipe-off check.
Yeah.
Like a dry erase.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I think four of the five people were like, well, can I keep the big check? And I'm like, no, because I mean, that was our only wipe-off check.
Right, right.
And so then we were like, well, we better do something about this, right? And so our friends down at West Rock were like, oh yeah, we can make those. So, you know, I don't know. I guess I would probably put it up in my office for a while, you know, drive around with it in my car. I don't know.
I like the idea of that. I like the idea of putting it in the back seat. What's that in my back seat? Just a check I won. Just nothing big.
And it's very funny because when we present them now, people are like, well, can I take this to the bank? And I'm like, you can try. I mean, I don't. They might laugh you out, but try it. What the heck?
If you can even get it into the building, like that might even be difficult to do.
So but they are really fun. And the visual of it, you know, we like them, of course, for our pictures and for social media. But it is fun that they can, you know, use it for their bragging rights a little bit. And then you also kind of see the different climates or different tones of some of the different workplaces, you know, because there's been different years where we go in and we'll award it to someone. They're like, oh, he's buying after work, like that kind of thing. Or, oh, you have to buy us all lunch. Or so that I'm like, oh, maybe we should do this super secret and not at, not at a staff meeting. But, you know, it was really fun. The folks out at Carrie in Vesper, they, for Audrey, they also had, they called everyone into the lunchroom and, and they also had flowers and balloons for her. And, you know, it just was, it was really neat. And one of our winners this year was literally, well, two things. One was actually, I mean, she was like moved to tears. Like, I actually kind of felt bad for her. We had to take a few minutes to regroup before the picture because she was like, I'm going to cry and I can't make it stop. You know what I mean? Like, I can't make it stop. Yeah. And then it was also really super cute. Jackie Esselman from Midstate. And for those who know Jackie, Jackie's a talker in the best way. I mean, it's, you know, but it is very funny because afterwards she's like, I don't even know what to say. And I never don't know what to say. Right. You know, it was great. She's like, I always get talk, but it was awesome.
It's something that we appreciate on all factors. I mean, the 99 times out of 10, 99% of the people that are doing these things, that are donating, giving these things, it has nothing to do with them. It's not about them. They're doing it because they believe in their community and all these things. So then when you flip it like that onto them and they have to actually put some focus on themselves, they don't know what to do with themselves. Yeah, they don't know how to handle that.
It's really fun.
Encourage everybody to also sign up for the United Way newsletter. That's where I was able to get that information. Encourage you to do that. It's a great way to keep up on all the great things that your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is doing. You can sign up for that newsletter by going to uwswac.org. We'll take a very quick break, come back, and catch up with some more with our friends and some of the great things going on with our United Way right here on Morning Magazine. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, where we're speaking with CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, with us. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Wanted to dive into the Spring Born Learning Academy sessions.
Yeah, so we are bringing back our Born Learning Academy. We have not hosted this since pre-COVID.
Oh,
and so, we tried to gather up people to participate last year. Maybe it was just too soon, and so we didn't have enough to run the session. So we did not move forward with it, but we are prepared and scheduled for Born Learning. So Born Learning Academy is open to families in our community. It is hosted at Humke Elementary School in Nakusa, but it's open to any family in Southwood County or Adams County. So I just want to make sure that people understand that it's not just for Nakusa families.
Yeah.
It's a series of six free workshops for parents of children from birth to age four. So it teaches some practical skills, some concepts for learning and what to do kind of in everyday moments, right? Like you can always be talking with your child about counting or letters or, you know, different sounds, even just in our everyday moments. And so this is, it's a really cool opportunity. It's six Tuesdays in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So you come, the time is from 5:15 to 6:45. So the first thing that you do is share in a meal. And so this is you and the child participate, but your whole family. It's designed to be for the whole family. So if you also have, you know, let's say you have a 3-year-old and you have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, everybody comes. Oh. So there's child, the learning is focused on the birth to 4-year-old, but the entire family is welcome to participate.
Cool.
So you come for the meal, and then we have on-site childcare. So all of the children go with childcare, and then all of the parents are with a certified instructor, and she happens to be an instructor with the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. So she's with kids all day. She does preschool stuff. I mean, so she gets it. These are her little people.
Yeah.
And so so each week's workshop focuses on a different area. And anybody who is present for the workshop till the end of the workshop, we have some great. We do a prize drawing every week,
cool.
And they're you know pretty significant. Like it might be a crock pot and a whole bunch of groceries. It might be a Quick Trip gas card. I mean, it's so some incentive to participate. But these sessions start on Tuesday, January 31st, and they run through Tuesday, March 7th. So it's six Tuesdays in a row. And I understand that sometimes that can be a hard thing to commit to, but I guarantee you that the content is worth it. Mm-hmm. And supper's taken care of, right?
Yeah,
so like you've got a meal for your family included in that. Registration is limited to the first 20 families because that's just what we have the capacity to deliver to in one setting. So registration is open now, and you can register by visiting our website at uwswac.org, and you register there. Or you can certainly give Ben a call at the United Way office at 715-421-0390. Again, for families that have a infant to four-year-old, 6-week workshop starts January 31st, and you can register now. The registration deadline is January 17th. Yeah. We need at least 5 families signed up for it to run. Yeah. So if we only get 3, we will have to cancel it.
Yeah.
But as long as we have at least 5 up to 20, we will run this program. And again, it will be at Humke Elementary School in Nakusa. And just really a lot of great content and a lot of things that, you know, maybe our maybe like your mom or dad taught you when you had kids, right? Like, hey, you know, you should be doing this. You should be doing that. You should, you know, this is how. And sometimes people don't have that. Sometimes people are looking for another support, or somebody different, or just also just learning different skills to practice with that child.
You know, another thing that comes to mind with this conversation is the families where, like my brother and I, we're 10 years apart, you know, and that's it might as well be 20, 30 years apart and everything for our parents and for him and I. This is something if when he's a kid, he's doing this, I'm able to bond with my little brother a little bit more, let alone help him learn. And maybe I learn some things, and that's beneficial to the whole family, to everybody wins in something like that. There's little layers to this too, along with all this other very important stuff that I think are real beneficial to families. And I love the idea of looking out for families that don't have anybody looking out for them. Like, there are a lot more of that than I think a lot of us realize. And I think that's very helpful. That's insightful.
Yeah. And of course, you can always pick up the phone and you can text or call. And I was very fortunate. I mean, my mom lives a mile away. So, like, if I needed something, you know what I mean? Like, she was right there. But not everybody has that, especially when you're new parents, maybe for the first time or after there's been a gap or, you know, whatever. But it's a really great opportunity. In addition to what you learn, you make connections with other families. You learn about, you're learning skills for your child, but you also get the value that Ben from our team brings, and that is the wealth of knowledge of the community, right? So learning about other resources, and then Paul Liebherr from Nakusa Schools is the person who is present from there as the host. And he also, being their community outreach person, you know, also has so much knowledge about the community and programs and how to help families. And so this is, again, open to anyone in the community who would like to participate, up to the first 20 families. There is absolutely no cost to families to participate in this. So we really encourage you to consider it and hop on our website and get signed up. Again, registration is open until it's full or January 17th, whichever comes first.
You can find out more about this and all these things we're talking about again at uwswac.org. I don't know where you wanted to wrap up, Terry, but I did want to mention, I know it's a little ways off, but Power of the Purse, and give people a little heads up about that. Let them mark their calendars.
Yeah, so Power of the Purse, March 14th, coming up soon, Bullseye Golf Club. And, you know, looking forward to that, collecting sponsorships currently. Tickets will be on sale starting in February. And, you know, we really encourage the ladies out there, gather up your group of friends and plan to come participate in that. We'll have purse silent auction. We'll also have raffles, because not everyone is, you know, interested in the silent auction aspect. We have a lot of raffles, and we just, you know, great food and fun, and just, you know, really good connections. So I really encourage people to keep that date clear, Tuesday, March 14th.
Much like the Born Learning Academy, you had me at Humke Elementary. I love the Humke. I love that area. I love that mild stomping grounds over there. With Power of the Purse, you certainly had us with this cause and the great work that this event and the Women United do, and Bullseye Country Club. I mean, we love Bullseye. We love it over there. It's great.
And in the past, for Power of the Purse, we've had like a pasta bar, you know, nice. So there's like three different kinds of noodles and different kinds of meat and sauces and veggies, and it's It's really good.
We have a couple minutes left. I wouldn't mind if you wanted to talking about what that Women United does when it comes to this event. But if there's other things you wanted to talk about too, we can do that as well.
No, that's good. So Women United is focused on early grade learning and literacy, mm-hmm. and really using all of their funds, what's leveraged through Power of the Purse and through other fundraising opportunities throughout the year, is focused on Dolly Parton Imagination Library. And so that is a book gifting program for children birth to age 5. Any child that resides in Southwick County can receive a free book in the mail once a month up until they turn 5. And then they also support classroom grants. So we will have teachers that write grants to Women United asking for supporting funds for their classroom around literacy. And then we also host a reading mentor program. So we have mentors, and these are volunteers from the community currently mentoring at Mead, Washington, Grove, Humpke, and Port Edwards. So this is people who have, you know, anywhere from a half an hour to an hour a week that they will volunteer to go into the classroom and work with the kids. You know, when you think about kids in a classroom during their it's not really free time, but during their individual learning time, mm-hmm. you know, you've got kids who can follow the teacher direction really well and do what they need to do. And then you have some students who really need intervention, like they need the teacher, right? Mm-hmm. So the teacher's with them during that time. And then you got kids in the middle. And that's who our mentors are working with, right? Like they're spending that extra time doing the 20 minutes worth of reading, helping them on their skills. There's no special training needed, mm-hmm. no education needed. It's really just being good eyes and ears for the little people who need someone to read with them. So those are the ways that Women United is impacting the community on a regular basis. And, you know, it's really quite amazing and remarkable to see the impact that we can have on, you know, on our future leaders, right?
Yeah,
like if
really
we can
is.
We can help them be really successful at their reading, they have the opportunity to really shine. So
it's so proven over and over again, statistically or just even in your human experiences, that getting books in kids' hands earlier makes them just not only love reading more and enjoying that adventure more, but smarter and more engaged in classwork and more confident when asking questions. There's so many layers to this. It makes a lot more sense than when I first heard about this, and I thought it was, if you're 45, you get a book. That's why I don't. I'm 45. I thought that I was going to get a free book. This makes a lot more sense to five-year-olds. That makes a lot more. Terry, I want to real quickly before you leave us, remind everybody about the Thank You Celebration coming up and how they can partake in that.
Yep, so January 11th from 4:30 to 6:30, we have our Thank You Celebration. So anyone who is part of the campaign this fall, or maybe this winter, I guess, if they didn't mm-hmm. give yet, if they're going to give today. Mm-hmm. But anybody who is part of our campaign, volunteers or donors, are invited to attend. We will be recognizing companies and some individuals who had key roles in this year's campaign and, you know, really have helped us on the road to helping to fund 29 local programs. We are still collecting donations for the campaign, and so we encourage people to, if you have not or if you have a little bit more to give, to consider doing that. You can do that online. We actually have Venmo now. We are like just getting
right
with
up,
the times,
right,
I'm telling you. But you can do that, or you could certainly mail us a check, or if you have cash, that can be dropped off at the United Way office. We certainly appreciate any and all levels of support.
Mm. And we appreciate you and the staff over there at the United Way, Terry. I believe this is the last time you're going to be joining us this year. I don't think you're going to be here again.
No, this is it for this year.
Wanted to wish you and yours and the whole team over there a fantastic Christmas, wonderful Christmas, a wonderful New Year. Thank you so much for everything you do for this community, and personally appreciate you putting up with me and the morning show and all these other things for the many years that you have. I don't know how you do it. I will pay for your therapy. Thank you for
Careful.
The time. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate
Thank you.
You.